Bloomington's mayor says the city is considering several options when it comes to addressing rising tensions at the farmers market over the presence of a vendor with alleged white supremacist ties, but the mayor didn't mention specifics. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, Hamilton addressed the ongoing controversy during a Facebook Live discussion today.
The city won't announce plans for reopening the farmers market after a two-week suspension until Tuesday, but did take questions about the market during a Facebook discussion. Much of it focused on rehashing what's happened over the past few weeks and why the city hasn't removed Schooner Creek Farm from the market. Mayor John Hamilton also addressed the controversial arrest of protester Kara Kadu during the July 27th market. She was holding a sign and peacefully protesting near the Schooner Creek booth, which is only allowed in other areas of the market.
We could change the rules, which then would mean all through the vendor area, anybody could come with a sign that was advocating for, you know, fair treatment of animals or
whatever,
reproductive rights or gun rights or KKK rights or all those things.
Kadu commented on the Facebook Live, asking why men who called her racist names and intentionally knocked into her while she was protesting weren't also removed from the market. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.